Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father, we bow our heads once again, Lord, to say thank you with all our hearts. We just want to appreciate you, our Father, for all that you have been doing since we came to this CAP meeting. Lord, we thank you for every sermon that has come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, the way you have been doing it, oh God, we pray tonight again, may you continue. In the name of Jesus Christ. Truly, without hypocrisy, none of us will be leaving the camp the same way we came. We'll be going back, oh God, better citizens of your kingdom, because of the great and mighty things that you have done in our midst. All in simplicity. We are very grateful, Father. We thank you for your servants that have opportuned, O God, to minister unto us. We thank you for what you put in their hearts to serve us with. We thank you for doctrines that you have taught us. We thank you for the rebukes. We thank you for the correction. We thank you for the reproof. We thank you for the instruction, O God, our Master and our God. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. The Bible tells us if we are hearers and not the doers of your word, then we are deceiving ourselves. Because we are your children, we know we are not deceiving ourselves. We have heard your word and we keep it in our hearts. We are only asking for grace to live by the same, O God. And by the time we go back to our individual local assembly, Lord, that whatever office we are operating in that place, it will be for better service unto the Lord and to the people of God. Thank you for the maturity of the bride. We are very grateful unto you. Blessed be thy holy name, O God. Master, once again, we appreciate you. For those who traveled after morning service, some of them have called back to say they have arrived safely. We are very grateful. Lord Jesus, we are committing ourselves into your hands again tonight. We ask one more time that please, Master, further your work in our lives again tonight. That at the end of it all, we will all go back with testimonies that truly the entire convention has been loaded with the blessings of the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can please be seated. I understand there is a sister that wanted to sing. Ruth Adefila by name.
Ruth Adefila.
She's close by. Let her please come and read a special. There are things. Okay, you are the one. God bless you.
God bless you, church. I want to sing to the glory of God. When Jesus come to reward these servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to with time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, tonight again we have the opportunity to hear from my brother. See, maybe at the end of the sermon tonight, I will just pass a few comments. What is in my heart about the entire conversion? God bless you. Yeah. So, our precious brother, Boswell Tonoja from Jos.
You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, oh yes, you are. Sing it. No Omega Alpha, you are Yahweh. One more time. You are Yahweh. That's not like the law. You are the greater I am, the Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. Alpha, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Omega. Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you, we exalt your name, we give you all the praise that is not like unto thee. You are Alpha, you are Omega. You are the beginning, you are the ending, you are the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, you are the healer, you are the deliverer, you are the maker of the way, you make way where there's no way, you cause water to come out of the desert, at your voice the waters part, at your appearance the waters part, at your voice the mountains quake. Who can wage war against you? Who can say and it cometh to pass? Who is he that declareth without God's own counsel? We worship you. Thank you for the beginning of this program. To this time, it has been you, Father. We enjoy the goodness of your presence. Lord, we are calling upon you again. May you come tonight. Speak once more time. See through my eyes, Lord. Speak through my lips, Lord. Heal through my hands, Lord. May the people hear the shout of the King in the camp. May they not see a man behind this pulpit. May they see you behind the scene. Bless the pastor. Bless the associate. Bless the officers. Bless the sisters, the brothers. All that contributed to this convention. May you bless them. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless them abundantly. Let it be, Father. There are people here, God, who are gathered here, Father. They are not here, Master, to see what kind of a dress the preacher is wearing. They come to see Jesus. And when you come, Father, because you promise that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you'll be there in their midst. You don't come as an onlooker. You come to do that which you are used to doing. May you perform the miraculous. You say when two omnipotents meet, the miraculous must take place. We are under expectation. Let the miraculous take place. Let the power flow. Let a pillar fire. May it come be a record. Let it be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You believe God tonight? If you believe God, say, I believe God. Once more time, say, I believe God. I don't know what you are expecting tonight. Or what you came from the convention. From the beginning, Thursday. And this is the crowning of it. God will meet you at the points of your needs. All your desires, as long as you line up with that word, your desires will be met by the grace of God Almighty. Whatever is your expectation is what matters, and what you are expecting, God will grant it to you. You want to see Jesus, you will see Jesus. You want to see him as a healer, you will see him as a healer. You want to see him as a deliverer, you see him as a deliverer. As a savior, you will see him that way. God bless you. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, can we turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. I read verse 15. All right. And he said, hearken ye, verse 15. Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's battle.
O si wi pe e teti sile gbogbo Juda ati eyin olugbe Jerusalem ati iwo Jesu Sabati oba bayi Oluwa wi fun yin e ma se beru beeni ki e ma se foya nitori gbogbo nitori opolopo eniyan yi nitori ogun na ki se ti yin bi ko se ti Olorun.
John 15 verse 5. John 15 verse 5. John 15 verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Emi ni ajara eyin li eka eni ti o gbe inu mi ati emi ninu re won yo aso eso opolopo nitori yaya ara ni kuro lodo mi e ko le se onkan.
May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
Your Lord will be ka
e please be seated.
Ejo ejoko.
Good evening, saints. Welcome back in the house of God. We count it all joy to be back again. And it's a privilege for me to stand before the blood-washed bride of Christ. And I want to thank the pastor, Brother Martins, and the associate brother, for giving this privilege to minister these few words. And I want to appreciate also servants of God. God bless you. Amen. I never came here to preach. I came here to hear the word of God. I came to have revival around the children of God. And there's no sacrifice you can do that can compare to what Christ did for us. If the nation wants, they can put fuel price to 5,000. They can put it 10,000. We have another economy. The children of God will survive it. It's the unbelievers I pity. And church members. But the real bride, God that sustained Elijah, the God that sustained the widow woman, that same God sent us Elijah, William Branham, with a message to sustain us, both physically, spiritually, materially, and all wise. Amen. This message has brought us this far. This same message will take us through. Amen. This message will give us rapturing faith. Amen. It's not my doing, it's not my making, it's not anything I can do to it. But what he has done for us already. But Abraham cried. He said, may the seven thunders of Revelation 10, may it show that bride how to prepare for great translation faith. Today we can say the seven thunders of Revelation 10 has shown that bride how to prepare for the great translation faith. If he has brought us this far, it will take us through. And this messenger of Malachi 4, Revelation 10, 7, we do two things. That's from church 8. He says, now, this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10, 7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will reveal the hearts of the children to the fathers. Two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. It will be this divinely revealed mystery truth that literally turned the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Exactly so. And my topic this evening is the battle is not yours, but God's battle. Amen.
Amen.
This mystery, this revealed secret truths is what will literally turn our hearts back to the faith of the fathers. This message is turning our hearts. It's changing us. It's making us sons and daughters. And any part of this message is as powerful as God is. If you can believe it and accept it into your heart, it will do the same thing. Because it's the word of God is God himself. Hallelujah. The Greek woman, she came and met Christ the first time in attending service. And when she came, Jesus looked at her. He said, woman, I cannot take the children's bread and give it to dogs. She said, yes, Lord, I am a dog. My father, my mother, my grandfather, they are all dogs. He said, but do you know something, master? The dogs, no matter how you try to persuade them to go, No matter how you try to kick them, as long as they have seen meat, bone, bread, they are going to wait at the corner just for the crumbs that will drop down. It's enough to take care of myself, my sick child, my sick child. Just the crumb alone is enough. Now, so the children eat from the table, but this woman was ready to take the one that dropped on the ground. Because that one that dropped on the ground has enough healing power, has enough power of deliverance, has enough power to save. So you may not get every word, but the little part you get is enough to build rapturing faith in you. It's enough to heal your sickness. It's enough to open doors for you. Hallelujah. This message of God has gone around the world. No devil can challenge it. No devil again can challenge it tonight. Hallelujah. Just be prepared. Just get ready. Whatever God asks you to do, go ahead and do it. Don't look at your brother. Don't look at your sister. Don't look at your preacher. Look at what the word of God is saying. That's what you follow. Hallelujah. If the word of God goes on, and you feel like coming to the altar to claim whatever is yours, you better do it. Don't wait for anybody. Hallelujah. You feel like jumping, you better be free. Because where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. There is liberty. And if the Son of Man has set you free, you shall be free indeed. Not free by mouth, but free indeed. Hallelujah. Before you move out of this hall, you will feel the presence of God. You will feel His blessings. You will see His goodness. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to see Him tonight, if you want to see Him as a Savior, you will see Him as a Savior. You want to see Him as a healer, you will see Him as a healer. He will pour His blessings upon you. You will never go by the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that's tormenting your life, every sin that is conquering your life, today, this evening, the saving power of God that lives in this message will set you free than ever before. The journey will be lighter. The journey will be lighter. The devil don't believe it, but you believe it. Hallelujah. He can do it for you. Just turn to your neighbor and say, my brother, I am here. I will receive what I have come here for. I will receive what I have come here for. I will not go by the same. I will go out better than I came in. The devil can do nothing about it, because I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. The battle is not yours. The battle is God. He that started a good fight in you is more than able to take it to the end. He will guide you through. He will take you to heaven. He will fight your battle. He will give you jobs. He will give you business. He will give you healing. He will bless your children. He will answer your prayers. He is God Almighty. Nobody can stand with Him. Nobody can fight His battle. He is the great conqueror. He is the great and mighty conqueror. Hallelujah. He said, all power in heaven, all power in earth is given to me. And said, Peter, this is the key. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You need to begin to do it. Whatever you, he didn't say me, you. You have to do it. You have to do it. You bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. You loose on earth,
It will be loose in heaven. God will confirm it. He will confirm it tonight. I believe it so. The pillar of fire is here. I can see him here. Jesus Christ is here. I can feel him here. He's passing by your side. Don't listen to me. Listen to him. He's the preacher tonight. Hallelujah. If you believe it, say amen. Woo! Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. The message of Malachi 4 has given us the words, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. Who God has made his son is his son. Who God has made his daughter. My preaching cannot take you out of it. My prayer cannot take you out of it. For it is not of him that runneth or willeth, but God. Everybody say God. That showeth mercy. If his mercy has found you, there's nothing anybody can do about it. If his grace has found you, there's nothing anybody can do about it. If God has saved you, he has saved you for eternity. There's no time in your life anymore. The devil cannot hold you down. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Don't allow the devil to cheat you, to deprive you. He said, be not afraid. Be not be dismayed. It is not your battle. It is not your battle. Amen. Live it for Jesus this evening. He will do it for you. Amen. Yes, sir. The prophet messenger will be in his nature a man as were Elijah and John. The people of this prophet messenger, messenger's day, will be as they were in Ahab's day and John's day. And since it's only the children whose hearts will be turned, it is only the children who will listen. It is only the children who will listen. Because it's only the hearts of the children that will be turned. Hallelujah. If you're a grown-up man here, spiritually speaking, then the message is not for you. That's what Abraham said. Anytime any person gets to a point whereby you feel there's nothing for you to repent, Abraham said, you are a more serious situation than the sinner in the street. When you come to the point where you think you have nothing to repent of, preachers, we don't repent. Many preachers don't repent. They feel there's nothing in them to repent. The message is only for congregation. And that's why we have that problem. Hallelujah. You have Nicolaitanism. You have all kinds of demons. Pale horse riders. Deceiving the bride. Suppressing other ministers. They will open church there. Put a pastor there. Open church there. Put a pastor there. Open church there. Put a pastor there. Brother Branham, the one man minister in the whole world. How many churches did you have? He always referred to Jeffersonville. That is his church. He never usurped authority over any other church. Neither did he usurp authority over any pastor. Even Brother Neville, He said Bournonville has a right to preach what he wants. If the congregation accept with him, he wants to preach, he will take permission from Neville. But today, pale horse riders, they will command that pastor. They will command that pastor. If you are not loyal to him, he will just shave you out of that position. That's what the problem we have. May we come back to the prophet's message. May we come back and line up with God's word. Amen. Don't suppress any church. Don't suppress any pastor. You can pastor one church. Let the other one pastor his own church. Malice, fighting, gossiping, tattling, fighting one another. Then God folds his hands and look at us. May we surrender to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. From this our subject. Amen. It was the people of Israel. When the people, the children of Ammon and the children of Gad, the children of Ammon, hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God, amen,
hallelujah.
And the people of Mount Seir, the people of Ammon, the people of Moab, and the people of Mount Seir, they gathered themselves to fight Judah. To fight
Jehoshaphat.
And this man has done all he can do.
Hallelujah.
And then these people came to fight them. Then it brought a nervous tension. The people became frustrated. They became upset. Where do we go from here? Hallelujah. That's what they were asking. Where do we go from here? Hallelujah. And they didn't know what to do. But what happened to him? God sent a prophet. And the prophet came and told him. He said, Jehoshaphat, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed at this great multitude, this great crowd that have come against you. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God is a fight for you. And what did God do? He set an ambush man. He set an ambush man. And what happened? These people of Moab began to kill each other, begin to fight each other. Hallelujah. No matter how the devil gather against you, no matter how the enemy surround your life, God will send ambush men against them. Hallelujah. He will send ambush men against them. No matter how the devil gather around your life, God will bring you out of it. Don't get frustrated. Don't get dismayed. All God wants you to do is stand still. Stand still and see the glory of God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're passing through. The nation is in a comatose. Economy is bad. Situations are rough. But I tell you this evening, don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. The battle is God's battle. It's not your battle. He that saved you, he can take care of you. Hallelujah. He that sent his own son to die for you is more than able to protect you, to guide you, to instruct you. He's more than able to do that. It is not your battle. It is the battle of the Lord. Will you give it to him this evening? It is not your battle. Hallelujah. If you believe it's God's battle, say, I believe. Just a minute. Let me remove this theological cloth. Praise God, amen. Yes, I'll free myself, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen.
Because we are in a battle front. We are in a battle front. Amen.
Amen.
When we line up by this message, as the message is going on, deliverances is happening. As the message is going on, healing is taking place. As the message is going on, salvation is taking place. As the message is going on, the Holy Ghost baptism is going on. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. Everything will give way. Everything that hinder your life, God will serve God well. Anything that is a stubborn life in your life, whatever is obstructing your service, they will give way. Hallelujah! Because it's not your battle. It's not your battle. This God knows your end from the beginning. The temptation you face tomorrow, He has paid for it. The trial you face next tomorrow, He has paid for it. The situations you encounter, He has paid for it. The sickness you encounter, He has paid for it. All you need to do is recognize. Recognize what He has done for you. Amen. Don't allow the devil to torment your life by living in sin, tattling, gambling, gossiping, masturbating, pornography, all kinds of things the devil has presented. And you, the young ones, the devil is so much against you. He has brought digital things to take your attention from God. But you can decide. You can decide tonight that these digital things, I will use it to glorify God. I will take the devil's property and use it and glorify my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. I will glorify my God with it. The revival fire of God must keep burning. Brother Bram said, anytime you let the fire off, he said you are sinking. You are sinking. There's a fire that God has put into you. There's a burning fire inside your life. You don't allow it to quench. You don't allow it to run down. Make sure that fire keep burning on. Hallelujah.
Laodicea.
I wish they were cold or hot. God hates a powerless religion. A powerless religion. If your religion cannot heal you, then change that religion. If your religion cannot save you, you better change that religion. But we have a religion. Hallelujah! We have a religion that the maker, the founder, said, I have the power to lay my life down. And I have the power to take it up again. Today, He's resurrected in my life, in your life. You are the ark of God. You are the temple of the living God. Amen and amen. You are the temple of a living God. Don't use it to glorify the devil. Amen. Don't use that temple of God to glorify the devil. That's what God told them. The battle is not yours, but it is my battle. But I said, the word of God alone. The word of God alone. Hallelujah. The word of God alone will defeat Satan. Any place. Anytime, on any condition. Hallelujah. From the message, what is that in your hand? Prayer 141. The word of God can defeat Satan. Anytime, any place, under any situation, it can defeat you here tonight. The word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Take it in your life. It will deliver your life. Hallelujah.
is what Satan fears. Is the word of God. By this word of God, heaven and earth were made. Hallelujah. And you are the thought of God. And the word is a thought of God expressed. So you are God's thought expressed. Meaning you are the word of God. Hallelujah. If you have been the thought of God, you will always be in the thought of God. And nothing can happen to your life. Forget about the devil telling you are not going to heaven. You can't go in the rapture. Forget about that, brother. As long as you are in the thought of God, how do you know? You will follow God's vindicated word. You will follow God's vindicated program. You will hear the word of God. You will believe it. And you will obey that word. Hallelujah. Because you are inside of God. Because predestination leads to conformity. Because you are presented as an elect of God, you will conform to His word. You will live by His word. You will line up by His word. Hallelujah! Because you are His own child. And when the word of God is there, the devil knows it. That's what he recognizes. The devil is not looking at you. He's looking at the word of God in you. Amen. Justification gave way to sanctification. Sanctification gave way to baptism of the Holy Ghost. Abraham said, the baptism of the Holy Ghost gave way for the Holy Ghost itself. Hallelujah! This is the day of the Holy Ghost. No justification. No sanctification. Not just a baptism. But the person of Christ. Personified. When I am walking, it is the Holy Ghost walking. When I am dancing, it is the Holy Ghost dancing. When I am saying amen, it is the Holy Ghost saying amen. When I am believing God, it is the Holy Ghost believing God. When I go to church, it is the Holy Ghost going to church. It's no longer I that live it. It's Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. Therefore, no fear can come upon my life. Because I am dead. Bosworth is dead. You call my name, abuse me, call me any name. You are talking to the old man. That man is dead already. There's somebody that's alive. That is Jesus Christ living in me. Hallelujah! Jesus died. The original seed died. It came out through the stalk. Came out through the tassel. Came out through the shock. So he can manifest himself in the seed. Hallelujah. So today is Jesus in many members. Jesus in your life. Jesus in my life. Jesus in my life. Is Jesus all the way. Hallelujah. Can you imagine today? Jesus is here. Jesus is sitting there. Jesus is sitting there. Can you imagine what situation the devil will be in? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the situation the devil will be in? Hallelujah. God is omnipotent. You are omnipotent. God is omnipotent. You are omnipotent. Don't resent it. You are omnipotent. God is omnipotent. And when two omnipotents meet, what is to happen? I say, what is to happen? The miraculous. Hallelujah. The miraculous must take place. And it is happening already. It is already happening. Because people are getting their healings. People are getting their miracles. People are getting salvation. It is already happening. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive what God has called you for. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's battle. If you believe me, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing the devil can do about it. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Let's be free to serve God. There's no, we are not here. This is not a denomination. This is not a denomination. This is not a church. This is a convention. It's a convention. And you come to convention to listen to who? God. Is that also? So who is speaking tonight? I didn't hear that. Who is speaking tonight? I am only a mouthpiece. He used my mouth. He used my eyes. He will use my hands. So, whatever you hear the voice speaking, it is not but a password. It is God Almighty that is speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sick, sitting down there, you can claim one healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. The battle is not yours. I say the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. It is the battle of the Lord. Who can fight God? Who can fight God? Who can war against him? Nobody can do that. Hallelujah! If nobody can war against God, nobody can war against you. Say amen to that. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid. It is the Lord's battle. It's not your battle. The problem is that you're thinking it's your battle. How can you fight that battle, that devil? That old man. He's used to it. He has been fighting since from heaven. How can you ever fight him? You can't fight him. There's only one man. There's only one man. That is Jesus Christ. The devil knows him. So receive that Jesus in your life. When you are born again, and a true conversion comes. Hallelujah. When the true conversion comes, and the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, comes into you, the devil sees Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Sickness will come. Disease will come. Trials will come. Temptations will come. But as they come, the way they will go. You are a purpose of God. You are a purpose of God. You are a purpose of God. Because you have been the thought of God. And anything that is a purpose of God can never be defeated. Hallelujah. Say, I cannot be defeated. This heaven, we must make it. This rapture, we must make it. My children, we must make heaven. My father, we must make heaven. My daughters, we must make heaven. Hallelujah! Because we are the purpose of God. And anything that serves God's purpose, we have a resurrection. Hallelujah! Resurrection is in you already. All you need for the rapture, all you need for this journey, even plus the rapture, is already in you. In you is the power. Abraham said, these are scarecrows. Hallelujah. If you take the light, I will come to the middle there. So Satan, if you don't want me to go to the middle, then you better allow that light. Because if you take the light, I will go to the middle. And when I go to the middle, you know what will happen. So allow me as I'm here now. Just allow me that way. Because when I get down there, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Oh, that's right, brother. The devil knows who we are. The devil knows who we are. We are the royal. Royal.
predestinated sons of God. Hallelujah. Can I hide from Abraham? Can I hide anything from Abraham? And God, look at you today. Can I hide anything from you? Can I hide anything from Brother Daniel? Can I hide anything from Brother Oluwase? Can I hide anything? Seeing that you have become my friend. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh, my. We are the carriers of God, brother. Hallelujah. We are the carriers of God. And when that happens, amen. He said, don't be afraid. It is the Lord's battle. It is not your battle. Are you getting what I'm talking? That's what God told Jehoshaphat. And when Jehoshaphat believed, God conquered it for them. He will conquer it for you also. If I can put him before you. David is saying, the Lord have I put before me. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust in man. Man is a failure. Man is a failure. Put your trust in God. Because they that put their trust in God, they shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. I will receive a kingdom. A kingdom of power. A kingdom of resurrection. A kingdom of life that cannot be removed. It cannot be moved. The kingdom in you, brother, cannot be moved. Nothing shakes the believer. Nothing moves the believer. The only thing that moves the believer is the message of Malachi 4. All this Pentecostal message, throw them in the trash. Listen to all these vultures. All those vultures, no matter how sad they are, no matter how they preach, as long as they don't believe Malachi 4, they are out of the program of God. Because for you to have the Holy Ghost, the evidence of it, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is to follow the vindicated prophet, the messenger, as he set the church in order. These things will happen. False prophets will rise. You cannot stop it. Your prayer to stop false prophets can never stop it. Because the Bible says false prophets shall rise. No matter how you pray, they can't stop it. There will be war, rumors of wars. You say, God, stop war, stop war. Your prayer becomes meaningless. Because the Bible said there will be wars. Don't pray against the Bible. Don't pray against the word of God. Pray with the word of God. Hallelujah. False prophets shall rise. But he gave us remedy. He gave us remedy. It's when you are out of that remedy, then you have to worry yourself. So look at them today, calling all kinds of nonsense they are talking about the prophet. There was a time, the people of Israel, they were going to the promised land. And Moses sent Joshua and Caleb to go and spy the land. And when they went, they met giants on the way. They met great men on the way. And when they came back, the ten other preachers gave a negative message. What they were saying was correct. Are you hearing me? What they are saying was correct. The sickness the devil gave to you, cancer, is true. He gave you diabetics. It's true. He gave you a headache. It's true. Are you following me, brother? But when the temperatures came, and they were looking at that cancer, they put their eyes on the cancer. Then fear came upon them. And they couldn't move forward. When they preached it to the congregation, a cold spell came upon the people. Hallelujah. But Caleb and Joshua, who were the real believers, Abraham said, even if Moses was wrong, or Moses was right, they said, Caleb and Joshua, they believe him anyhow. Whether Brother Branham did wrong,
People that are finding mistake with the prophet. The prophet did not do this. The prophet did not do that. The prophet did not do that. We believe all that the prophet has done. Whether he failed, I believe him. Whether he did not fail, I believe him. Hallelujah. Take all your creeds away. Take all your dogmas away. Take all your messages away. Give me Malachi 4. Give me Malachi 4. God taught it. God taught it. But our brother spoke it. I believe it. That's settled said. Hallelujah. Do you believe it, brother? Don't listen to them. Say, brother, I'm failed. They are challenging the pillar of cloud. They are saying, play the tape, don't go to church. That is Antichrist spirit. A spirit that speaks against the message. Because the Bible, the message says God goes to church. And that if God is in you, God goes to church. And here is a spirit. Say, don't go to church. Stay at home. Look, nobody is our example. No church is our example. I don't care. Hallelujah. Jeffersonville is not our example. It's not our standard. God did not send us Joseph Branham. God did not send us Billy Paul. God did not send you Bora Bosworth. God sent you Malachi 4. He said, behold, I sent to you Elijah the prophet. And who did I see? Who did you see? I saw William Branham. Hallelujah. I saw William Branham. I didn't see anybody again. It's only William Branham. Give me that message. Give me that message. Or give me death. Or give me death. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. I have a mother, brother. We are die-hard believers. Die-hard believers. You must be a die-hard believer. Don't listen to Tommy, my brother. It just upsets you. Is the devil trying to upset you from the program of God? Amen. Brother was preaching. As he was preaching, he came to for one brother. I met him in the church there. He said, brother, don't believe that thing. Don't believe it. What you are hearing, what you have told, is a lie. It's a lie. I'm your brother. He said the devil is trying to use that to stop your healing. The devil trying to use that to stop his healing. Don't gossip your brother. Don't gossip your sister. It will hinder your prayers. Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Hallelujah. Your unconfessed sin of you, the believer, can hinder the church to bitterly fail. You must confess yourselves. May God help us, brother. Hallelujah. May we stay with the measure of the hour. When you don't understand anything, the prophet say, ask your pastor. Any scriptural question has a scriptural answer. Ask your pastor. And then you have some pastors. Hallelujah. When church members from this church we call and say, brother, my pastor did this. My pastor said this. And this pastor, hallelujah, will tell them, your pastor don't know the word. Your pastor don't know the word. That's why he's saying that. What are you doing? You are killing the influence of that pastor before the church member. May God separate us. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. That's what they are doing, brother. They go to churches. They look for where? They look for the rich brothers. The rich brothers. The brothers that have money, they make them their friend. The one that don't have anything. Hello, bro. Hello, bro. But the one that have money, God bless you, brother. The wonderful brother. May God separate us from carnality. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Why do you go to people's churches and take their members from them? Speak against the pastor's character. And then before you know, nothing moves again in the church. No more revival in the church. Because poison is already going on. Sulfuric acid is already going on. And church members, they will hear it. And they will cover it. Their pastor will commit sin. Church members will cover it. The other pastors will cover it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when church members commit sin, they stand and condemn them and blast them out. But when the preachers commit sin, their sin is a holy sin. It's a holy sin. Hallelujah. Look, there's nothing like holy sin. Sin is sin. Where does Brother Bosworth? He needs to be rebuked. Open rebuke. Open rebuke. It's better than secret love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you that is covering that sin, God will judge you on that day. You are going to answer. Because you heard it, you knew it, and you covered it. You are going to answer.
Hold down.
And you'll be guilty of committing the same sin.
Hallelujah.
May God help us, brethren. May God help us, friends. When a preacher does something, meet that preacher. Brother, why did you do this? He may hate you after that. But you have said the truth. A lot of people know Holy Ghost. That is the problem. Pulpit invasion. Pulpit invasion. No Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't make this journey. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Caleb said we are more than able. Joshua said we are more than able. Why was he doing that? He was looking at the promise. Joshua and Caleb were looking at the promise. They were not looking at the giants. They were not looking at the obstacles. They were looking at the promise. May you look at the promise this morning. May you look at the promise this evening. Don't look at that sickness. Don't look at that disease. Don't look at that problem. Look at the promise of God that says by my stripes, by my stripes, you are here. Believe it, brother. Stay with him, my sister. Stay with him, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The God that raised the dead man. The God that gave a healer. The God that removed cancer from the person. He can do it for you too. If you believe it, jump up and say, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Oh, Jesus, set me free. I cannot be bound. Oh, Jesus, set me free. Is that all time Holy Spirit? The devil won't go near it. It will start the devil flying. That the devil flying, make you love your brother. Give me that religion. Give me that religion, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Look, whatever God tells you to do, you better do it. Rabbam said, there was a brother that came to church. A brother came to church. He said, oh God, when your servant is preaching, let him turn his eyes and look at my place. I will receive my healing. And here was Abraham preaching. Before you know anything, the angel of the Lord turned his face right straight there. And the brother said, yes, this is the confirmation. I receive my healing. I I taught in my church. And I said to them, the woman with the issue of the blood, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, that was her faith. If I can touch it, I will see my healing. And she went there. She met obstacles. She met terrible things. She met crowd and blockage. But she pressed herself. She pressed herself until she touched him. The moment she touched him, she moved back and begin to say, I am here. Hallelujah. And the issue of the blood, for how many years? Sits right down there. A brother in my church met me. I said, Pastor, when I left my house, I say, oh God, when I go to church today, when I embrace my pastor, this ulcer will leave me. The brother said, I didn't know anything about that. When he came to church, he hugged me. The next Sunday, he said, Brother Boswell, Pastor, I have a testimony. What is it, brother? He said, I follow what you taught us. And when I embrace you, the ulcer left my life. The ulcer left his life. Hallelujah! Have confidence on your preachers. Have confidence on the ministers of God. That's the only way they can help you. Amen. If you left your home this evening, and you say, this is what I want to do, and you do it, I tell you, brother, you will receive what you have asked for. Whatsoever you ask the Father, in my name, it will be given to you. Hallelujah! We are more than able. We are more than able. You are more than able to take your mountain, to take your land, to possess Jordan, to possess the rapture. You are more than able to do that. Because we are not following a man. We are not following a church. We are following the vindicated world. We are following the pillar of fire. And John the Baptist was sent to follow my first coming. So are you sent with a message? A message. Not Brother Branham. Brother Branham is not the one for running. The second coming of Christ. It is the message. Are you getting that now? It is the message. Brother Branham was the instrument. Brother Branham was the vessel that God used. Are you following me? John was on the earth here. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. But Abraham is not here. But Abraham is not here. But the message, of Malachi 4 is still here with us. It is this message that will introduce Christ to the world. Hallelujah! No matter what they do, they can never silence this message. This message can never be silenced. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen. Amen and amen. May God help us, friends. We believe God tonight. Oh, yes, sir. Baba said, the first thing in the order of service, religious service, you have the music, you have the word, and then the battle. That's what the prophet said. Music, the word, and the battle. So, when the music has done and the word of God has dropped, the next thing is battle. I don't know if you hear that. We have just sang song, music. Right? The word of God is now on. When the word of God is given, the next thing is what? Battle. So as you receive the word of God, battle is already going on. The battle that God says is not your battle. It's his own battle. It's already going on. Destroying every rudiment of the devil. Every powers of darkness in your life. God removing them. It can take away masturbation. Masturbation spirit. It can take it away.
This generation they were living in. And look at the prophet, he's also in prison. They say, will my children go through this? Look at it now. It's worse now than then. Today you have intergender. Intergender. A man wants to become a woman. A woman wants to become a man. Why do you want to change? He said, I feel something in me that I'm supposed to be a woman. Then he goes. They pump humans onto him. And then the thing swell out. And this is a man with masculine. Begin to say, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Hera hera soro.
But he's still a man.
Because
the muscles of the man, the machine could not remove it. The machine cannot remove the muscles. Hallelujah. So he's still masculine. There are those that want to be dogs. Dog.
I want to be jaja.
Aja. He wants to be a dog. That's one.
Did
he went.
Oh no.
He said he wants to be a dog.
Oh no, jaja.
So he turned to dog.
Oh what jaja?
Walking like that. And the wife tie a chain on his neck. As he's pulling him. She carry leather. She carry a leather bag. If you want to poo-poo, she will allow him to poo-poo.
She will
pack the poo-poo and put inside leather. When they give him food to eat,
he
say he feels better to be a dog. I'm telling you, this is not mystic. These are things that are happening in this our generation. So you can be shaking somebody, thinking it's a man. It's a woman you are shaking. There was a sister. In our office, the person she's working with changed from a man to a woman. She didn't know for years. They entered the same toilet place. They sit and chat like women. Until one day, God helped her and she discovered it. Amen. Are you following me, brother? They are teaching the children now. They are teaching children. Decide what kind of a gender you want to be. That's what they are teaching. So in overseas, some families are removing their children from schools. Amen. Remember the story that Brown said that I'm an Armenian man. He said they taught the children that we came from evolution. From monkey, chimpanzee. The man withdrew his child from the school. He withdrew his child. I don't want my child to listen to this tummy rot. Because we are made in the image of God. May God help us to take our stand for Him. You are going to face obstacles. You are going to face challenges. You are going to face a lot of things. That's why God sent Elijah with a message to help us in this hour. To stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To stand still for God. That's why God sent Elijah. May you digest the message. Keep on eating it. It will help you in the hour of trial, in the hour of temptation, in the hour of whatever situation. The message will help you there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Robert said, look at the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. As they were crossing the Red Sea. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here come the Egyptian soldiers. The Egyptian army. What did they do? He made the people to be so in distress. They became so afraid. Hallelujah. Then Moses asked God, what do I do, Lord? Amen and amen. They said, God wanted to show the people. He wanted to show Egyptians that he is the only Lord God. And the battle is his own battle. What did he do? He made the Red Sea to stand still. And the children of Israel crossed a dry land. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Look at Joshua. Joshua was fighting a battle. As he was fighting a battle, then the battle, it was getting dark. And he cannot fight well in the night. He needed a sun. Hallelujah. And as he needed a sun, Moses' son was up. Moses' hand was up. Moses got tired.
Moses.
They had to use the hand to support it. God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Had to allow the sun to stand still so that the children of Israel can see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Look at Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. He took a stand for God. As he took a stand for God, they threw him into the lion's den. And when they threw him there, God wanted to show to the whole world that the battle is his own battle. He made the lion to stand still. And the lion became a pillow for Joshua. Hallelujah. Look at the three evil children. The three evil children, they took a stand for God. They said, King, let it be known to you, our God shall deliver us. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow down.
Hallelujah.
And when they did not bow down, they put them inside the fire. When they put them inside the fire, the fourth man, I said the fourth man, came behind them. Hallelujah. And it quietened the fire. He made the fire to stand still. Why are the three evil children were enjoying their life? God will make everything around your life. It will make them to stand still. Cancer will stand still. Diabetes will stand still. High blood pressure will stand still. Ulcer will stand still. Death will stand still. Failure will stand still. Fear will stand still. God will show himself. He will manifest himself. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 4 days journey. And Lazarus was rotting.
Lazarus is in Jera.
Rotting in the grave. 4 days. 4 days. He still right on time. 4 days. He is still right in time. You have prayed. And you are still waiting. God is never too late. It's never too late. That prayer may be answered tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That prayer you have prayed. And you have waited on God. You may have your confirmation tonight. Don't you believe that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus.
He has been taught. The mother
Yare
put him on her lap, teaching him about the warrior, the God of Israel. And taught him how
Jericho,
Jesus Christ, sat on the wall of Jericho. And Joshua was marching with the people. And here he saw one sitting on the fence, on the gate. Joshua said, are you for us? Or you be for our enemies? He said, nay, I am the captain. I am the captain of the host of the Lord. Let Jesus be your captain. Let Jesus be your captain tonight. Hallelujah. If he's your captain, the wall of Jericho will fall down. The wall of Jericho will fall down. Let him be your captain. Let your pastor not be your captain. Let your brother not be your captain. Let your wife not be your captain. Let Jesus be your captain. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, amen.
You
say, nay, I'm the captain. Put your sword back. You see this fence? No matter how thick it is, don't be afraid of it. Because it is already weakened. It's already what? Weakened. That stubborn spirit. That sin of fornication. That immoral spirit. That diabetics, that cancer, allow Jesus to sit on top this afternoon, this morning. Let Jesus sit on top. When Jesus sit on top, it will weaken it. Hallelujah. It will have no more power over you. If you can believe it, you will walk out of where you are tonight. Amen and amen. I guarantee you that. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. If you believe in me, why don't you understand me? The works that I do, shall you do also. Even more works shall you do. And God will do the more works in your life. If you can surrender your life to him today, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Yes, look at Bartimaeus as we're talking. Bartimaeus, as he was walking, he made a place where he was sitting and begging for alms. And that, Barban said, that was exactly the place where Joshua stood. At the gate of Jericho. And here he was begging. And he heard a sound. He heard a sound. Jesus of Nazareth. Passing by. He said, what did you say? What did you say? Who did you say is passing by? He said, Jesus of Nazareth. He's the one passing by. You mean Jesus of Nazareth? He said, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. Listen. He quoted him out of dispensation. Because he was not yet son of David. But Jesus, because, hallelujah, Ben Bartimaeus was looking for him, Jesus heard the voice. In the midst of noise, shouting, hallelujah, Hosanna, blessed is he. Jesus was able to pick the voice of Bartimaeus. He can pick your heart tonight. He can pick your heart. Whatever you have in your heart, God can pick it tonight. Do you believe it, brother? I don't know what you have in your heart. But God is hearing you. He knows your heart. He knows your problem. He knows how you are feeling. He knows what you are going through. Because he's the high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Let's look at the prayer of Anna. Look at the prayer of Anna. First Samuel, chapter 2. Hallelujah. Can you put it for us quickly? First Samuel, chapter 2. All right. Listen to it now. Listen, and Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Oh, hallelujah. There's no rock like our God. He said, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. The bows, of the mighty men are broken. And they that stumble are gathered with strength. They that were full. have hired out themselves for bread. And then they were hungry, seized, so that the barren had born seven. And she that had many children is what's
feeble.
The Lord kill it and make it alive. That is his prerogative. He decide who to kill. He decide who to make alive. He bring it down the grave. And bring it up. They can put you in the grave. They can bring you out of that grave. The Lord make it poor. And also make it rich. He bring it low. And lift it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He raised up the poor. Out of the dust. And lifted up the beggar. From the dunghill. To set them. Among princes. God will lift you up, my brother. God will lift you up, my sister. God will lift you up, my friend. He will set you among princes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe it. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth.
Oh my.
The pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And you are his child. Oh, look at that, brother. You are his child. And he has set the world upon them. He will give the feet of his saints.
What
we do, what? He will keep the feet of his saints. He will not allow you to fall. God will not allow you to stumble. He will not allow his child to fall. He will keep your feet. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. Who is a wicked man? The man that sees the truth and refuses to walk in it. That's a wicked person. For by strength shall no man prevail. Jesus Christ said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The life of the vine goes into the branch and they are connected together. If the vine raise the dead, the branch will raise the dead. If the vine heal the sick, the branch will also heal the sick. The same nature, the same power, the same character, the same life, the same behavior. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah! Glory to God. That's what it does, my brother. Oh my, verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Everything that's against your life, everything that worketh against you, will be broken to pieces. If you believe, say, I believe. It will be broken to pieces. Are you hearing me there? Hallelujah. Every adversary, amen, of the Lord. The person that's against Christ,
I want all those
is against you.
Don't
the person that's for Christ,
Christ
is also for you.
What for?
The adversaries of the Lord
Oluwa,
is also your adversaries.
Oluwa,
and the Lord says,
Oluwa, Oluwa,
it shall break them to pieces.
Oluwa,
amen.
Amen.
Is that sickness tormenting you?
God
will break it to pieces.
Oluwa,
don't look at how you are feeling.
Oluwa,
don't look at how you are seeing it.
Oluwa,
it will break it to pieces.
Oluwa,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen.
Oluwa,
I know my dear brother. He shall break them to pieces.
Oluwa,
out of heaven
Oluwa,
shall he thunder.
Oluwa,
oh my.
Oluwa,
shall he thunder
Oluwa,
upon
Oluwa,
them.
Oluwa,
the Lord
Oluwa
shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Are you anointed of the Lord? Are you the anointed of the Lord? Get ready, brother. Get ready, sister. The Lord is about to exalt you. He's about to exalt you. The nation is in crisis. The nation is in problem. But say, when the people are shouting as they're casting down, when the people are shouting as they're casting down, Let the righteous shout as a lifting up. That's a lifting up in your life. In my life. That's a lifting up, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to lift your life. Forget about your present situation. Forget about your present situation. Because these Egyptians you see today, these Egyptians, what is the Egyptian in your life? What is that Egyptian? The Egyptians you see today, you will see them tomorrow no more. Speak to the devil. Speak to that devil now. Say, you Egyptian. You Egyptian. Tomorrow, I will see you no more. Today, I say today, I see you no more. I see you no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, that's correct, brother. You will see them no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say you will see them no more. Because you are the anointed of God. You carry anointing upon your life. You are a covenant child of God. God swore. He swore. By no other. But by himself, that I will not fail. Even if you fail, I will not fail. If you don't do it, if you don't do your part, I will keep my part. The promise to Abraham is not only to Abraham, but to Abraham and his seed. And when God gave Abraham the promise, Abraham was not looking at the deadness of his body. He was not looking at the deadness of the wise body. He was looking at the promise of God. That in this time next year, you shall have a child. In this time next year, the Bible says, Abraham staggered not in unbelief. He staggered not in unbelief, but was constantly giving praise to God. Giving praise to God. Giving praise to God. And he saw that child. The promise is also to you. It's also to you. And your children's children. As many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise for you. You can continue to thank God. Continue to praise God. Even before the prayer. Continue to thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. I feel like jumping around, brother. Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. I'm on my way. To Canaan's land. I'm on my way. To Canaan's land. I'm on my way. To Canaan's land. I'm on my way. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. But I boss what? I am on my way. I am on my way by the message of Malachi 4. I'm on my way to heaven. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can hinder me. Because the Lord, he shall fight my battle. The Lord, he shall do it for me. The Lord, he conquered for my life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did that day, he can still do today. Today, I said today, he can do it. He can do it. Touch your brother. Touch your brother. Say he can do it. He can do it. For my life. For your life. My children. He can do it. For your life. For my life. Hallelujah. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Shout amen! The devil hates shouting. The devil hates shouting. And Brother Abraham said, if you don't believe in shouting, it's because you don't have the joy of God. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he heard there. He said, David, encourage himself.
David,
encourage himself. If nobody encourage you, if nobody encourage you, if your friend does not encourage you, if your brother does not encourage you, encourage yourself. Say, Brother Bosworth, Brother Bosworth, you are trying. You are trying. You are making it. You are standing in order. Encourage yourself. You are going forward. You are not going backward. You are going forward. You are not going backward. That is who you are. A son of God. A daughter of God. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Ordained for heaven. Meant for heaven. We will never go to hell. We will never go down. We will go up. We will go up. We are going up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is here. The pillar of fire is here. The Holy Ghost is here. His presence is here. Everybody, you are free now. As far as God is concerned, you are free. The devil has gone out. The devil has left your house. You are free today. God bless you. Receive your promise. Receive the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the promise of God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, from the main I tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus. Oh, if you need a healing, tell me what you want. Oh, if you need a Holy Ghost, tell me what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, the devil don't like that, brother. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. Miracle is taking place.
1
Samuel chapter 5. What happened right down there? First Samuel chapter 5.
Eli,
his two children, Hophni and Phinehas, they were children of
Belial.
They carried the ark of God and were holding it in Shiloh. It was not a fit place for them to hold. Then Israel were losing their battle. You don't want to see that?
Oh, wow.
All right, let's stand and talk now. Let's stand.
Otida, there, I've had joke. Otida, Otida.
Eh?
Ah, what I want to come out? Where do I want to go?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the people of Israel were getting defeated. If you move away from the world, you will be defeated.
So,
when you enter sin, you will be defeated. Then what happened? Already, Samuel had prophesied. Because of this, they are doing, they are dealing. Chopping money from the people. Lying with the wives of the congregation. The sisters of the congregation. Lying with them at the gate of the tabernacle.
Somebody
said, this thing you did. Even Eli told them it's bad. But they were not here. He said, two of you will die in the same day. Philistines came, took over, fought them, beat them, killed them over and over. Then they went and killed Phinehas, killed Hophni, and took the ark away. Baba said the ark represents the world. Are you getting something now? You are the ark carrying the word of God. As long as the ark was with the people of Israel in the proper place, they were winning their battles. I beg you, sit down. I beg you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Or is it that you are tired?
I'm not tired.
All right. I was on close. No problem. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Are you following me, brother? They died. The word came, they died that day. When Eli, sitting because he was about 98 years old, sitting on the chair, can't stand up. When he heard that the ark of God was taken away, he knew that trouble don't come. For the ark of God to leave the camp of Israel. Because that is the symbol of the man of war. As long as he's there, the battle is his. Then when the Philistines took it, they took it to Ashdod. When they took it to Ashdod, they carried the ark before their god, Dagon.
He
said, Dagon, watch over this ark. Let nobody tamper with it. The next day they came. Dagon.
Dagoni.
Come on, boy. Ewa. Can you lie down flat?
So le dobale. Ewo bo mo ise dobale o. Bi Dagoni.
Dagon fell down like
this. Dagoni dobale o da ya bole. Bi eleyi ni waju apoti e Oluwa.
The priest came and saw.
What
they carry him up.
Well, Dagoni today. Dagoni today. Mada Yabole.
What's the problem?
Kilo de kilo shio Dagoni.
Dagon cannot talk.
Dagon yo le soro.
Because there's fire standing here. The God, the man of war, is standing with his ark here. They thought it was ordinary ark. The devil thinks you are just an ordinary man. Ordinary woman. You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. What is witches and wizards? You have something more than that. A greater than all of them is in you. Dagon.
Dagoni.
No, you are not. Your name is not Dagon.
Dagon.
Watch over this ark.
Dagon, my baba was so akuti.
Are you hungry? Should be with brought food that day.
Eba agbonje fun lo ni jelo. Agbonje wa.
Remember Elijah on the mountain?
Not Elijah, Lord, okay, la.
They say, cry more. Hallelujah. When they came back the next day, not only was Dagon lying down, go back to your seat. Not only was Dagon lying down, the head was cut off. The palms of his hands were cut off. Only the stump of Dagon was left. You are carrying God, brother. What you are carrying is God. Are you following me? You are carrying God. When the devil stands before you, that devil is supposed to fall down. It happened before Brother Branham. It happened before Brother Branham. He said, I don't negotiate with witches and wizards. The God that sent me to Germany, that God will fight for the battle. What do you fear the devil, brother? Don't fear the devil. The devil, whatever he does, is a myth. But what God does is real. It's real. All those spirits, where is their picture? Brother, say, where is their picture? All those spirits, where is their picture? They should show us the picture of one spirit. But the picture of the Spirit of God was taken in this our generation. Because God is real. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise God, amen. Hey, Dagon.
Dagon.
Then the people are saying, hey, come on! We are dying. This ark of the Lord is not supposed to be here. Come and take it. They took it to
Gat.
The people started dying. They took it to Askelon. The people started dying. This message of the hour, this Malachi 4 food, if you give it to Pentecostals, if you give it to Pentecostals, they will die. But I say it will give them bangos crow. It will give them stomach ulcer. It's not their food. But to you, when you eat it, you will hunger no more. If you drink it, you will thirst for the things of the world no more. The water I give to you is the water of life. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen!
Hallelujah!
Oh my! Dagon.
Dagoni.
He died,
oh. Oh, Dagoni.
They say, eh?
Dagoni.
Who can fight this God? The God of Israel that scattered Egypt and parted the Red Sea. Who can fight that man? Take it to the proper place. Take it to the proper place. Sickness is not your position. Sickness is not your place. Disease is not your place. Satan, take it to the, take your thing there. Take your thing out of your life. Let the pillar of fire, the Holy Ghost, which is a portion, may come back upon your life. Hallelujah. And the dagon of this time, they will fall and die again. They will fall and die again. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? If you believe, say, I believe. Oh, that son of David. Have mercy on me. God heard his cry. He will hear your cry this evening. No matter the noise, God can pick your voice. He can pick your voice. He can pick your heart. We are trusting on this message. Not upon our merit. Not upon what we can do. But what he has done for us. There were two friends. They were traveling somewhere. And invariably they were going to the same place. Then this man has a charter plane. He said, my friend, since we are going together, come and ride with me. Reluctantly, he accepted. He entered the plane.
Oh Lord.
Started the plane. Two of them in the plane. They went up. The owner of the plane said, my friend, do you know how to pilot a plane? He said, I don't have one single idea. He said, you see me? I have phobia for cloud. I have phobia for cloud. And when they went and saw the cloud, the man started doing like that. And he fell down. This man, who has no idea of driving the plane, he started looking for what to do. He started looking for what to do. Then he saw something like a macro phone. He picked it, he just touched anyhow. Then they answered at the tower. They answered at the tower. They said, we are in danger. I cannot drive this plane. I cannot drive this plane. But as he said, my friend is dead. I mean, he has tainted. He cannot drive it anymore. What can I do? The man on the tower. The man on the tower. Hallelujah. Said to the man that cannot drive it. Said, do you know one thing? I am seeing you. But you are not seeing us. Oh my. Hallelujah. As we are riding Malachi 4. Riding the clouds of this earth. There's a God that's watching over us. He's watching over us. Hallelujah. He said, if you follow my instruction and follow everything I tell you, I am going to land you safely. Hallelujah. And if you follow this message, Baba said we'll meet in the morning. Follow the instructions. Amen. And when the man was telling, he said, turn this way. There's a cloud here. Come down small. He followed it. He said, move this way. He followed it. And then while he was coming, he said, all right, you are lighting now. He said, now you are coming. He said, begin to pull this gear. Begin to draw the other one. He was following the instructions. He was following the instructions. Don't worry, the devil has failed. What's happening with the mic? This man, they are not hearing. Hallelujah. Are you following me, brother? He said, keep following. And he followed the instructions. He followed the instructions. 100%. And he landed. Who landed him? Is it himself? The man on the tower. Who will land us on the rapture? Who will land us on the rapture? The man on the tower. There's a man on the tower. There's a man here tonight that can turn on the light. They can turn on the light. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. It belongs to God. Hallelujah. There was a sister, as I'm closing. There was a sister. She came to church, to the crusade. To the meeting with Brother. And she went to Billy. Say, I need a card. Prayer card. Very saintly. Very sweetly. Billy posted the cards are finished. Brother said she stepped back.
Do you know what happened before?
The woman, they were trying to raise an offering for husband to travel for missionary trip. This woman removed $100. Billy Paul said, I saw that woman putting the money. Billy Paul said, I wept. The thing you do today, you are going to reap it tomorrow. The thing you do for God, you are going to reap it.
Hallelujah.
Then she came for the prayer. And when she came, he said, prayer card is finished. He said, well, let me ask the other brethren whether they still have some left. They went to them. They said, it's finished. They came to her sister. The cards are finished. She said, that's all right, brother Bill. She went back, found a place, and sat down. She sat down. The message went on. The message went on. It was now time for battle. Abraham, look at that direction. The angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord. Who saw that woman removing the $100 from her heart? Down, Brother Branham. And he stood on top of the woman. He said, sister, you don't have a prayer card. You don't need one. You are praying for your husband who cannot hear with one ear. He said, right now, your husband is healed. The man was not in the church. The man was at home. Prayer knows no distance. Faith knows no distance. Hallelujah. They say, right now, your husband is healed.
They
said, she looked at her watch to see the exact time. When she went back home, she saw the husband outside the compound, dancing and praising God. That he has received his hearing. She said, honey, what time? Did you know the time?
He said it was exactly the time.
She said, that was the exact time. The prophet of God told me you are healed. Oh, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. There was a sister sitting close to him.
He
said, sister, you are not here for yourself. But you even have liver cirrhosis. You are healed. You are not here for yourself. But God who revealed your sickness can heal you. He said, you are praying for your friend, a sister friend. Who is in the institution? Has gone mental. The doctors has nothing they can do again. She will hit her head, here. He said, thus said the Lord. She is healed. And the woman, right there, receive her healing. That very day, they release her from the hospital. You are released this evening. You are released this evening. From whatever you are passing through. In the name of Jesus Christ. There was a sister that came to a prayer line. I was praying in one country. And I called the prayer line. She came for the prayer line. And when she stood, she came. I said, what's the problem, sister? She said, Brother,
what's what?
My father,
Baba, me,
is in the hospital. The doctors. Three confirmed registered doctors.
I want doctor. Ti won ti gba we akose mo se gidi ni won.
Confirm it was evening like this. Confirm that her father will not reach 12 midnight. He will die. Desperation came on me. I told her, sister, go and tell your father. He will not die. Forget about what the doctor said. There is another doctor. Doctor Jesus. The great physician. The great warrior. The one that said the battle belongs to him. He will heal your father. Your father will not die.
Babaro ni kukukuka.
She left.
O kubesile.
It was the next time she was testifying.
Me si Jerry.
She said where her father was. Nobody is allowed to enter.
Ko enter
because a terrible sickness that they contaminate, so they don't want anybody to enter.
Wo fe keni keni ko gbonu leyan o ko gbonu yara
yen. Said this man of God. Said I should go and tell my father. How am I going to enter?
Ba won se wole.
Just leave it for God.
Leave
it for God. Just do what you're supposed to do. So she said, let me do it. As she got to the hospital, to her surprise, the hospital people, they don't stop her. They opened the door for her. She said, hey, no question. God opened it for her before they even got there. As she went, her father does not even recognize their children anymore. He doesn't know who they are. But for the first time in so many months, he looked at her and called her name. They said, the man of God said, I should tell you that the doctors that say you will die, another doctor say you will not die. The mother was sitting there and she started quarreling her. Why are you saying he will not die? Let him die and go, I'm tired. Wicked woman. He will not die.
Oh, koniku.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I don't know. He said, I should tell you, he will not die.
Only king suffer pe, Baba yoniku.
He said, okay. As I'm telling you now, this is about 2 years.
O ti kwadu meji bayi.
He's still alive.
Baba isi walaye. Baba yasi walaye. O si jeka.
Hallelujah.
O jeka.
The great emancipator. The great warrior is here. The great warrior is here. Are you prepared, my brother? Are you prepared, my sister? Are you prepared, my friend? He's here to touch you tonight. He will change, do the same thing to you. Another sister came in the prayer line. For 18 years, she was suffering from high blood pressure. For 18 years, the blood pressure never went down. That day in the prayer line, the name of Jesus Christ, I reset your system. Receive your healing. I command the pressure to go down. She went back home. She took the machine, tested her blood pressure. For the first time in 18 years, the blood pressure went down. Who is the one that did it? It's not Brother Bosworth. It's the one that said, the battle belongs to me. He will do it for you today. If you believe it, he will do it for you. He can heal your sickness. He can heal your disease. He can set you free. He can bring back your life. He can give you courage again. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your children. It is well with your home. It is well with your business. It is well with all you do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's here to touch you. The great warrior is here. The great warrior is here. If you believe him, then come and touch him tonight. If you believe him, then touch him tonight. Touch him tonight, brother. Come to the altar and touch him. For those who believe him only. If you believe him, rush to the altar and touch him at the altar. He will heal you again. If you have problem, if you have disease, whatever is wrong with you, he can do it for you again. He can do it for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am. Oh, oh, I'm no longer
You are not a slave. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Purchased by the blood of a lamb. That's who you are. They said the battle is not yours. It is my battle. Living for him today. Living for him today. He will do it for you. You will go out of here healed. You will go out delivered. You will go out filled with the Holy Ghost. You will go out filled with the presence of God. I'm a child. Oh, no longer. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The God of William Branham. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of William Branham? Where is the God of Joshua? Where is the God of Moses? We are more than able. We are more than able to possess our promise. To possess our promise. Don't be afraid again. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. You are heaven bound. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Believe the message of the hour. Let it work in your life. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. I've just exalted your name. I've just told your people that the battle is yours. I've just told them what you did in Joshua's life, what you did in Caleb and Joshua's life, what you did to the blind Bartimaeus. I've told them what you did, oh Father, to Dagon. I've told them, oh God, what you did at the wall of Jericho. I've told them, oh Father, oh God, and I've told them you are the same. I've told them what you did in the life of William Branham. And I've told them what you have done in my life and the life of your children. May you come and confirm your word. May you come and prove it. Come and prove it, oh God. It's your word that's at stake. It's your word that's at stake. Oh God, Lord, come and pass by. Come and pass by, Lord. Come and pass by, Lord. A restoration. I will restore. I will restore. God has restored. Receive your restoration. Receive your restoration. Receive your restoration. No longer a fear to slave. A slave to fear. A slave to sin. You are no longer that. Oh God. Oh God. Whoa. Talk to God. Talk to God. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. Tell him your problem. Tell him your situation. Tell him what you're passing through. Oh. Father, may you come at the scene right now. Come at the scene. May you crown this convention. Crown it, oh Father. Crown it to the miraculous. Let the people go out filled with your presence and your goodness. Let it be, Lord. Oh, yes. Listen. Listen, church. It is not your battle. It is a lost battle. Can you see him touching you? Can you see him touching you? Can you feel him? Raise up your hands now. Just put your hands on one another. Put your hands, you that is kneeling down, put your hands on one another. Put your hands. If you are a brother, put your hands on the head of the sister. If you are a sister, put a hand on the head of the brother. Make sure your hand is touching somebody. I don't know what you have in your heart. I don't know what your problem you are going through. We cannot pray for you one by one. But it is not your battle. And that warrior is around your life now. The angels of the Lord are encamped around about them that love and fear God. The angels are here now. As your brother is touching your head, it's God that is touching you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You demon of cancer. You demon of diabetes. You demon of blood pressure. You demon of heart attack. You demon of ulcer. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are exposed. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand on Mark chapter 16. It says, I shall cast out devils in his name. Devil, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them right now. Set them free. Let the people go free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle. Receive the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ. Diabetes is gone. Cancer is gone. High blood pressure is gone. Heart attack is gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. You need the Holy Ghost.
So need the money.
Receive the Holy Ghost now. Receive the Holy Ghost. Father. Father. May your voice thunder back in them again. May cloven tongues come upon their lives. May the fire of God be kindled in their hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. You demon. That torment the people of God. Made them to continue to sin. And disbelieve God's word. Today your end has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. For them to be able to go on their knees. For them to be able to go to the altar. You are already defeated. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your freedom. I set you free. From the clutches of Satan. From immorality, I set you free. From masturbation, I set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are praying for your children. Very stubborn. Don't look at the stubbornness. He gave them to the mighty warrior. He says the battle is his. The one that brought Hattirai's children back. The one that brought Hattirai's children back can bring your children back. Because they have fallen in the same pillar of fire. May you receive those children. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Abraham began to thank God. May you continue to thank God. May you continue to thank Him. Say, thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for restoring my joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Can you stand up on your feet? Go back to your seat, thanking God. Go back, thanking Him. Go back, thanking Him. You will come back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. May you bless the convention organizers. May you bless the pastor. May you bless the associate. May you bless every member here. Thank you, Father. Let's save your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Pastor, permit me to sing one song. Permit me to sing one song. All right, sir. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Oh, my. Shake your brother. Shake your sister. God bless you. Oh my. Shalom, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, you are highly. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a handkerchief, bring the handkerchief out. As you sing hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Whatever the Lord has done for you in this camp may be permanent in Jesus Christ. We are serving a God of varieties. God bless you.
We are very grateful to God. What I said I was going to say is this. I thank God I said it before the ministration of the
world.
It's very simple. I want to confess that from the little understanding I have, from the bottom of my heart, the bride is growing. Because I was discussing with my precious brother in the hall. You see, what we are seeing is a sign of growth. The prophet said when a child is giving birth to, if there is no problem,
it'll
be growing. And from what we are seeing, the bride is growing. God bless you. I say God bless you. Whether the devil like it or not, there is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such things. Let me remind us of something. That before the messenger left the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ showed him the preview of the bride. Whether this message will produce a bride or not, it is a settled matter. God bless you. I say God bless you. The healings that you have received, may they be permanent in Jesus' name. We have been revived. We are so grateful to God for His servants that He has graciously used to revive us. That is actually their work. The Lord gave to some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come. God's word cannot fail. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Our time is a bit gone, so that we just offer a little word of prayer. We dismiss for the night. Oh, glory to God. Shall we pray? Our Father, we just want to thank you. We cannot thank you enough. You work in mysterious ways, and your wonders to perform. Thank you for deliverances that you have performed. Thank you for healing that you have performed. Thank you for baptizing souls with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for refilling your people. Thank you for driving away unbelief. Thank you for bringing your faith into the heart of your people. All the things, all the goodies that we have received, Lord, in the ministration of your word in this cup, may they be permanent in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every attempt of the enemy to poke his nose, Father, stand for every one of us, Lord. Raise the standard, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. You brought us safely from our stations. Lord, you protected our coming on the byway and on the highway. As we dismiss again tomorrow to go back to our homes, Father, you that brought us, take us home safely, Lord. Frustrate every move and plans of the devil for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. We are trusting you. If we still be here by next year and your grace pave the way for us, Lord, we will gather again and see you in higher dimension.
your servant that you are graciously used, Lord. Even those that were that stayed behind that were praying, your other servants, Lord, may you bless and reward everybody, Lord. We are grateful unto you.
Amen.
May your name be praised.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Saying amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, glory with your name. Give you honor, power, my oh, favor to the Lord forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might, hail unto the Lord, forever and ever. Hey. Sing it one more time, amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving. Oh no, power and might, hail unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Abraham blesses them. Hallelujah. Abraham blesses them. Hallelujah. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. Abraham,
just very small announcement.
Yeah,
the brethren and sisters in the hostel should please leave their keys on the doors for easy collection by the allocating committee members. The help of the brothers in the in Ibadan churches will be needed to collect and load the mattresses tomorrow morning.
Abraham's
blessings are mine. Oh, Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. Hallelujah, Abraham, blessings are mine. Oh, Abraham, blessings are mine. Oh, I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Oh, Abraham.
happiness today. Joy is mine, joy is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy today is mine. Hallelujah. I told Satan, get behind me. Joy today.
Body, oh, he rode up in the sea, hey, I see, he rode up in the sea.